This is Jamaica House Weekly, the program that highlights activities in the office of the Prime Minister. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Thanks for joining us. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has urged members of the Cabinet to always be driven by the public's interest and to consistently have Jamaica's most vulnerable in mind when making policy decisions. He is also encouraging ministers to act with equity and fairness. Mr. Holness was addressing the first official meeting of the new Cabinet on Tuesday, March 15.
All our decisions must bear in mind the interest of the Jamaican people. Unlike Parliament, the deliberations in which we will engage that lead to decisions are not public. So the public would not be aware of the considerations that make up our decisions, which makes it even more critical that the persons who sit around this table, from a moral standpoint, always bear the public's interest forefront in their minds, that there are no other interests that guide our deliberations other than the public's interest.
Prime Minister Holness also used the occasion to present cabinet members with a new code of conduct. He implored the ministers to become familiar with the code and to abide by its guidelines.
The country has high expectations of our new government. We cannot disappoint. We must be committed and remain focused on our commitments. The people of Jamaica want to see a government that is delivering on their commitments. I remain focused and I remain committed. We will move Jamaica to prosperity.
The 18-member cabinet was sworn in on Monday, March 7. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is advocating a partnership between the government and Jamaicans that promotes an inclusive society geared towards the eradication of social and economic inequality. Mr. Holness says such a society is one that empowers all Jamaicans to maximize their fullest potential based on the tenets presented in the Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan. In a message read by a student of the Salvation Army School for the Blind, Jasmin Dean, at a ceremony to mark Commonwealth Day on March 14, the Prime Minister said the Commonwealth is a testament to the principle of inclusiveness. Mr. Holness says over the years, the Commonwealth has worked tirelessly to raise global awareness of the vulnerabilities and development needs of small island developing states while forging partnerships that deliver tangible solutions. Commonwealth Day was observed under the theme, An Inclusive Commonwealth, with Jamaica's focus on the inclusivity of persons with disabilities. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, says the government is committed to the protection of the environment and the mitigation of climate change. Mr. Vaz was speaking at the opening of the Climate Change Targeted Topic Forum, hosted by the National Adaptation Plan Global Network in Kingston on March 15.
Areas such as tourism, agriculture, coastline infrastructure, health, water, forestry, and others are being provided with sector strategies and action plans.
Mr. Vaz says with the development of a National Adaptation Plan, NAP, Jamaica will be in a better position to access funding for the implementation of climate change resilience initiatives. The targeted topic forum saw teams from 11 countries meeting to discuss a range of options for the financing and implementation of NAPs. And Prime Minister Holness extended best wishes to students across Jamaica who sat the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, on March 17 and 18. Mr. Holness last Wednesday entertained several GSAT candidates at the office of the Prime Minister in Kingston as he sought to allay any fear or anxiety they had regarding the exams. The Prime Minister also urged parents to support their children as they undergo what can sometimes be a stressful examination exercise. A total of 39,129 students sat the GSAT last Thursday and Friday in 1,090 centers across the island. That was Jamaica House Weekly. For studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.